Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra Bekokoboch Samayinas Geta Kohulum Tahayinasaya Meskel Abra Bekokoboch Samayinas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
But you call him Jesus Christ, and my son or down. One name, one hope, one destiny. Mr. Tree in one and a one in three. Jah Imami guiding star. Mr. Jah Imami guiding star. You could have come from near or you come from far. Driving a bus, bicycle or car. White like a flower or your black like tar. Mr. Jah Imami guiding star. Be holy, my brethren. Thou shalt not slumber nor sleep. And the hungry must be fed and the blind must be led. Kings and time is getting dread. Two shall be in the bed and one taken away. Behold my brethren, if you're righteous, you'll be brave. Catch a mommy guiding star. It's a Jah mommy guiding star. And a Jah mommy guiding star. It's a once here is life, here is hope. Around I my neck we not go through on the road. Cause I Jah Imami guiding star. And I Jah Imami guiding star. Me surrender me heart and not me garment. So make we stick to Jah Jah commandment. Make we come parasite and pestilence. Cause I Jah Imami guiding star. You could have push and cat and ride and kick cat. Once you have the love of Jah in your heart, you and your brethren could have never part. And a Jah Imami guiding star. Mr. Jah Imami guiding star. Mr. Jah Imami guiding star. Why do we the rest? Martin Benson, false rulers of the earth, have set themselves in their position while they're building them nuclear and atomic weapons. All we have to give praise to the whole hour.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, and King. Glory be to the Supreme Being, Rastafari, the Anointed One. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the Supreme Being, Rastafari, the Anointed One. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Whatever you do, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון וכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך, ומעשה ידיך הרנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, וחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Psalm 76.
Mizmor Ayin Vav, Lamnatseach Binginot, מזמור לאסף, שיר, 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 שיר.
In Judah is God known. Known. Known.
נודע ביהודה אלוהים, 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 אלוהים.
His name is great in Israel, in Israel, in Israel, in Israel.
בישראל גדול שמו, 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 שמו.
In Salem also is his tabernacle, 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 tabernacle.
ויהי ושלם סוכו, 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 סוכו.
And his dwelling place in Zion. Zion, Zion, Zion.
Umonato vetzion, 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 vetzion.
There break he the arrows of the bow, the bow, the bow, the bow.
Shamma shibbar rishfekashet, fekashet, 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 fekashet.
The shield and the sword and the battle and the battle see lot of battle see lot of battle see lot of battle see lot of battle
magen veherev umilhama 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 sela 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 sela
thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey the stout hearted are spoiled they have slept their sleep and none of the men of might have found their hands At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, that all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. 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 Kings of the earth.
Kings of the earth. Hey! Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. A song for days of resting inside your home. Send me Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Hey! Send me Selam, Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, that all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth.
Mazmur Savamnus Bekennif Savatidis Lamazamran Aleka Babaganawich Tele Asorawian Yasafim Siganamas እግዚአብሔር በይሁዳ ታወቀ ስሙም በእስራኤል ላይ ታላቅ ነው ሥራው በሳሌም ማደሪያውም በጽዮን ነው በዚያም የቀስትን ኃይል ጋሻን ሰይፍን ሰልፍንም ሰበረ በዚያም ቀንዶችን ሰበረ አንተ በዘላለም ተራሮች ሆነህ በድንቅ ታበራለህ ልበ ሰነፎች ሁሉ ደነገጡ እንቅልፋቸውንም አንቀላፉ ባለጠጎች ሁሉ በእነርሱ እጅ ምንም አላገኙ ያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ ከተግሣጽህ የተነሳ ፈረሰኞች ሁሉ አንቀላፉ። አንተ ግን አንተ ግሩም ነህ። ቁጣህን ማን ይቃወማል? ፍርድህን ከሰማይ አሰማህ። ምድር ፈራች ዝምም አለች። ልቤ ውሃን ያድን ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ለፍርድ በተነሳ ጊዜ ከህሊናቸው ትርፍም በዓልህን ያደርጋሉ። ለአምላካችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስዕለትን ከፈሉ። በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ። በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ። የመኳንንትን ነፍስ ያወጣል፣ በምድርም ነገሥታት ዘንድ ያስፈራል።
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Yaman, yeah, cleanse your friend. No man sweet as Emmanuel. Selassie, I shall take us from Egypt. No man sweet as Emmanuel. You know, stumble, and yet still you no friend. Yo, kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see it. It's her true job, bless you with your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot chase. If it's girl to you, inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Oh, tell me what is Babylon, children, what is Babylon? Babylon definition is confusion. One man a go lead all 10,000 women. The fire never sees no prostitute, not one. We want the woman them strength in a day, I'm obedient. Members say woman they are more than man. Members say them slaughter no black man. In a them slavery in a the revolution. Not the condition, no mention we talk them. Not for we back against the wall for the execution. Look who next I go fall for this day. If the empress them tall in a them rightful position, Alpha and Omega civilization. So that's the I no charge, so so no dance, so no wrong. Not to tell them kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see a savior's earth. To you inherit your wealth. Woman of the style, where is your meditation? Be the black guy in the future generation. But no friend, the whole family me bring. Tell me if I you are your friend. Vanity, push you in a swing. Remember in and they use them ears, the name not stamp ring. Tell you say you have ears, you lick up in a rubbish bin. Do I disfavor dump yourself and the work you're doing? Me know you don't want no help, but tell me who you're serving. Hey, wanna come tell me, come tell me how it is. Be a woman who they look on where you practice. You know make no love, yet you expose nakedness. From you not see yourself as Ethiopian, no no. Tell them say kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see a safe skirt. To you inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot lead the youth astray. To God bless you with wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Well, nice and shining bright. Now come this evening, in your speedy delight. The youth are rioting, now tell them self if ignorant. Stiff naked fools, know yourself, no Israelite. From the lowest of depth to the highest of height. You never get the vision, much less the sight. Emperor Selassie is the might of the might. The power of the Trinity, shine every light. Righteousness, they get for you, them like Marcus Yavi. Tell me Ethiopia alive, me right. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot see a saving search. To you inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see a saving search. To you one of the side. Where is your meditation? Do want the black tie in the future? Yo, you are Babylon. Children, what is Babylon?
You know we are Israelites. You know we are Israelites. You know we are Israelites.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Yes, shalom, Chaverim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Malachi Tzedek, we have Mizmor, Mizmor Ayin, Wow, Ayin Vav, Ayin, Ayin, Wow, Ayin Vav, Psalm LXXVI, Psalm 76, Psalm 76, Elohim triumphant, Elohim victorious, triumphant. This psalm, this mizmor, is a companion and sequel to the preceding, and it arose out of the same circumstance and same situation. The theme, Chaverim, is common in the Psalter, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of the Praises, the Hebrew Sefer, Sefer, the Sefer, Sefer, the Book of Tehillim, of the Halal, the Hillel, the Ililta, the Ilil, Hallelujah, Tehillim, Psalter. And that theme, Chaverim, is defeat of Israel's foes, is a glorification of Elohim's name. It's a glorification of the Hashem, a glorification of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's name. La Menatzeach, be Niginot, be Niginot, be Niginot, upon Niginot, Niginot, stringed music upon the, ones who say the harps, we say the harps, bingina, be negina, lam natseyach, lam natseyach, lam natseyach, for the leader, for the presenter, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, lam natseyach, lam natseyach, be negina, mizmor le asaf, shir le'asaf shir, a song, a chant, a mizmor le'asaf, of asaf shir, a song or an ode, a psalm of asaf, a psalm of asaf, a chant, a mizmor of asaf shir, an ode, a song. So here, 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 Mizmor Ayin Wow, Ayin Vav, Ayin Wow. To the chief musician on Neginot, Neginot, be Negino, Bingino, a psalm, a chant, or song, an ode of Asa. In Judah, God known, his name great in Yisrael, in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion, in Sion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle, the battle, Selah. Thou, the eye, more glorious, excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O Elohim,
true good, true God, O El of Yaakov, of Jacob. Both the chariots and rider are cast into a deep sleep, into a dead sleep. Thou, the I, even thou, the I, to be feared, to be reverenced, to be respected. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou, the I, discourse judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared, reverenced, she respected, and was still. When Elohim, the true good, true God, arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah, pause. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou, the I, restrain. Vow and pay, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, your Elohim, true good, true God. Let all, may all that be round about him bring presence to him that ought to be feared, that ought to be reverenced, that ought to be respected. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. Terrible, dreadful to the kings of the earth.
So if them look like simple Simon, just remember they're a common. They're no different from gunmen. They'll juke you down and take away what they can. Yes, man, cause some are chaka-chaka, some are naka-naka, and some of them are Lucifer. And no matter how close we are to us, this not a jacket you dare to touch when I'm in there. Yes, I them are on business. Them son of a gun man, I'm business. Most of them are on business, yes. Them son of a gun, yes.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense, thee as incense, thee. Prayer be set forth before thee as prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee. Forth before thee. Forth before thee. Forth. Prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. As the evening sacrifice. Psalm 76.
Mizmor Ayin Vav Lamnatzeach Binginot 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 Binginot, 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 binginot. Mizmor le'asaf, shir, 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 shir.
Hear, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. We have Mizmor, Ain, Wow. Hear, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. We have Mizmor, Ain, Wow. Ain, Wow, Ain, Vav. Ein Wow. Hear. Psalm 76. Psalm LXXVI. Mizmor Ein Wow. Mizmor Ein Vav. Ein Wow. Hear. A Midrash. A study on today's daily psalm. Hear. Verses 1 to 2. For the leader with string music. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. Hear. Opening parts of the first and second verses from Mizmor Ein, Wow, Mizmor Ein Vav, Mizmor Ein, Wow. Lanatzeach, Bi and Ginot, Mizmor Le Asaf, Shir. Noda'a, Bi Yehuda Elohim, Bi Yisrael Gadol Shemo. Here, full of verse, for the leader, for the chief musician. Lanatzeach, La Menatzeach, Lanatzeach. B Nigi note. On the Nigi note. Bingi note. B Nigi note. With string music. Lanatzeach. B Nigi note. Mizmor Le Asaf Shir. Mizmor a chant. Isis a song. Mizmor Le Asaf. Of Asaf. Mizmor Le Asaf Shir. Shir a song. Here. Hebraically the bait. This is the bait verse coming forward. That is the Aleph verse, the first verse, according to the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically the first verse. Lanatzeach, be in the ginot, mizmor le'asaf shir. Here, the bait, the second verse, which would be the first verse in the English, Western, Gentile Bible, especially the KJV, but Hebraically the second verse, the bait verse. Noda, be Yehuda Elohim, be Yisrael gadol shemo, in Judah. Is Elohim known? In Yehuda, is Elohim known? Noda'a, noda'a. To be known, noda'a. Be Yehuda Elohim. Noda'a, be Yehuda Elohim. Be Yisrael Gadol, Shemo. His name, Shemo, is great, Gadol, in Israel. Be Yisrael, the Yisrael. Noda'a, be Yehuda Elohim. Be Yisrael Gadol Shemo. Hear, these words are to be considered, in the light, in the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Hosea, from Hosea chapter 5, verse 9, the verse, after Ephraim became desolate in the day of rebuke, I made known my integrity among the tribes of Israel. Hear, Hosea chapter 5, verse 9. After Ephraim became desolate in the day of rebuke, I made known my integrity among the tribes of Israel. Ephraim l'shama tihyeh b'yom tokeha b'shivatei Yisrael hoda'iti ne'emana. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Ephraim l'shama tihyeh b'yom tokeha. Among the tribes of Israel do I make known that which shall surely be b'shivatei Yisrael, b'shivatei Yisrael, hoda'iti, I cause to make known, ne'emana, mine integrity or integrity, ne'emana, that which is aman, that which is integritas, integrity. Thus here, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, in the Midrash of the Psalter, it reads, after Ephraim became desolate in the day of rebuke, Tokecha, beyom Tokecha, day of rebuke, I made known, Hoda'iti, integrity, ne'emana, among the tribes of Israel, among the Shivtei Yisrael. Ephraim al-Lishama tihyeh b'yom tokeha b'shibatei Yisrael hoda'iti ne'emana.
when the 10 tribes of Ephraim were being exiled, Yehuda and Benjamin, Judah and Benjamin were not exiled. When the 10 tribes of Ephraim were being exiled, Judah and Benjamin were not exiled. Hence, the Goye Haaretz, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, the nations of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, began to say, this can only mean that Elohim is like a man who plays favorites. The Gentiles, the nations of the earth began to say, when the 10 tribes of Ephraim were being exiled, Yehuda and Benjamin, Judah and Benjamin were not exiled. So the Goye Haaretz, the nations of the earth began to say, this can only mean that Ha Elohim is like a man who plays favorites. Because Judah and Benjamin, Yehuda and Benjamin are the keepers of his inn. Ha Elohim did not exile them. And here, Midrash note on what the nations of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, said, that this can only mean because Judah and Benjamin were not exiled, that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ha Elohim, the power, is like a man who plays favorites. Why? Because Yehuda and Benjamin are the keepers of his inn. So here, his inn. This is in reference to Ha Hekal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy that was in Yerushalayim, that was in Jerusalem. So the inn, the nations of the earth, referring to Ha Hekal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, that is in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, as his inn. Inn is here a term of insult. So they're saying that Judah and Benjamin are the keepers of his inn. His inn is here a term of insult. Why? Lamaza? Because of the ill repute of inns in antiquity. So because of the ill repute of inns in antiquity, like inns being dens, so to speak, of iniquity in ancient antiquity, and they had a bad reputation, ill repute, ill rep. So the nations of the earth referred to Ha Hekal, to the Beit Mikdash, to the house of the Isla, the house of the holy, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, as being an inn. So here, when the 10 tribes of Ephraim were being exiled, Judah and Benjamin were not exiled. Hence, the nations of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, began to say, this can only mean that Ha Elohim, that Ha Elohim, is like a man who plays favorites, because Yehuda, Benjamin, Judah and Benjamin are the keepers of his inn. Ha Elohim did not exile them. But once they, Judah and Benjamin, too, were exiled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made His integrity, His integrity known to the world. As is said, I have made known My integrity, Ne'emana, among the tribes of Israel, among the tribes, the Bishibte Yisrael. And here from Hosea, chapter 5, Hebraically, verse 9, here. Ephraim, Leshama Tehiyeh B'yom Tokeha, B'Shivtei Yisrael, Hoda'iti Ne'emana, I made known Ne'emana, my integrity. Or some translators translate this as that which that surely shall be, the Ne'emana, Amenef, link with the Amen, let it be, to become faithful, surety. But here also integrity. B'Shivtei Yisrael, Hoda'iti Ne'emana, I have made known, Hoda'iti Ne'emana, integrity, my integrity, Ne'emana. B'Shivtei Yisrael, among the tribes of Yisrael, thereupon, here in the opening of today's psalm, in Judah is Elohim known. His name is great in Israel. Here. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim, bi Yisrael Gadol Shemo. In Yehuda, bi Yehuda, in Yehuda is Elohim known. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim, his name, Shemo, is great, Gadol, in Israel. Bi Yisrael, Gadol Shemo. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim, bi Yisrael, Gadol Shemo. Rav Judah, taught in the name of Rav Eli,
when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, stood at the Yam, Hayam, at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etzra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, they stayed there, disputing one with the other. One said, "Must I go down first into Hayam, into the sea?" And the other said, "Must I go down first into Hayam, into the sea?" Meantime, Nachshon, son of Aminadab, jumped into the waves of Hayam, jumped into the waves of the sea, and it came over him. Here, 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 Midrash. A Midrash note right here, 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 in link with meantime, Nachshon, the son of Aminadab, jumped into the waves of Hayam, the waves of the sea. Here, here, the Midrash note here for today's psalm. He's more Ayin Wow, Ayin Vav, Psalm 76. Here we have the Midrash note that, and he, speaking of Nachshon, the son of Aminadab, he was followed by the entire tribe of Yehuda, by the entire tribe of Judah, the Matei Yehuda, the entire tribe of Judah. At this, Moses began to pray. So in the meantime, when Nachshon, the son of Aminadab, jumped into the waves of Hayam, of the sea, and it came over him, it overcame him, at this, Moses began to pray. Even in the words of Psalm 69, Hebraically, the second to third verse, here, 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 Moshe began to pray. "Save me, O Elohim, for the waters are come in to my soul. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me, where the floods overflow I. Hosha'ini Elohim, ki yavau amayim ad nafesh, tavati v'wein mitzula v'ein ma'omad, ba'ati v'emaimake mayim v'eshivoleta shetavatni." Moshe began to pray, "Save me, save I, O Elohim. Hosha'ini Elohim, Hosha'ani, Hosha'ini Elohim. Ki avau amayim ad nafesh. For the waters, the mayim, are come, vau, and even to the soul. Ki avau mayim ad nafesh. I am sunk in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, and the flood overwhelmeth me. The flood overwhelmeth I. V'shivoleta shitafatni. V'shivolet shitafatni. Hosha'ini Elohim ki va'u amayim ad nafesh. Tava'iti yabi yaweina mitzula weina ma'omada. Baiti, dear my Makay Mayim, which she will let her, she tafatini. Hakadosh, Baruchu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruchu, blessed be he, said to Moshe, said to Moses, "My beloved are perishing in the sea, and thou, the eye, tarriest at prayer?" Hakadosh, Baruchu, the Isle One, blessed be he, said to Moshe, "My beloved are perishing in Hayam, in the sea, and thou, the eye, tarriest at prayer, the eye tarriest at Tefillah. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, that they go forward." Hear, 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 Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. "Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, that they go forward." And here, here, the fuller verse here from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus chapter 14. Here, the fuller verse, verse 15. Vayomer Yahuel Moshe, ma titzak elai, daber el b'nei Yisrael, ve yis'o. And Jehovah, he who be, we be, said to Moses, to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuel il Moshe, wherefore, why, for what criest thou to me? Why, what shriekest thou? Ma titzak. Ma titzak, ma titzak, ma what titzak, titzak, shriekest, ma titzak, elai, elai, upon eye to eye, why criest, shriekest thou to eye, ma titzak, elai, daver, daver, speak, daver, il bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons of Israel, daver il bnei Yisrael, ve yisao, ve yisao, with Yisrael, with Yisrael, Yisrael, that they go forward with Yisrael. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, the Holy One, blessed be He. Blessed be the name, said to Moses, to Moshe, my beloved ones are perishing in Hayam, in the sea, and thou, the I, tarriest at prayer. Speak, speak, Dabir, Dabir il b'nei Yisrael, we Yisrael. Speak to the sons of Israel, to the Israelites, that they go forward, we Yisrael, we Yisrael, we Yisrael, that they go forward, forward ever. Hence, the verse, even the verse here in today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Ein, Wow, Ein Vav, Psalm 76, in Judah, is Elohim known? Shemo Gadol, his name is great. In Yisrael, hear, hear, hear. Noda bi Yehuda Elohim. Bi Yisrael Gadol Shemo Noda known. Bi Yehuda in Yehuda Elohim. Elohim is known in Yehuda. Noda bi Yehuda Elohim. Bi Yisrael in Israel. Be Yisrael, Gadol, Shemo, Gadol, great, big up, Gadol, Shemo, his name, Shemo, Noda'a, be Yehuda Elohim, be Yisrael, Gadol, Shemo. This means that Shemo, Shemo, his name, the Hashem, the name, Shemo, became great in call Yisrael, be call Yisrael, in all Yisrael. For Moshe said to Ha Elohim, to Chaylehim, in that hour, that Iowa, when thou, the I, didst deal mercifully with the tribe of Yehuda, with the tribe of Judah, it was as if thou hast dealt mercifully with all Yisrael, with all Israel, since Israel, Yisrael, is also known by the name of Yehuda, since Israel is also known by the name of Judah, 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 Judah.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Not mine. You know we are
מזמור עין וב למנצח בנגינות מזמור לאסף שיר נודע ביהודה אלוהים וישראל גדול שמו ויהי ושלם סוכו ומעונתו וציון שמה שיבר ריש וקשת מגן וחרם ומלחמה סלע נאור אתה אדיר מהררי תערף אשתוללו אבירי לב נמו שנתם ולא מצאו כל אנשי חיל ידיהם מגערתך אלוהי יעקב נרדם ורכב וסוס אתה נורא אתה ומי יעמוד לפניך מאז אפיך משמיים השמעת דין ארץ יראה ושקעת וקום למשפט אלוהים להושיע כל עם וארץ סלע כי חמת אדם תודקה שארית חמות תחבור נדרו ושלמו לאדוני אלוהיכם כל סביביו יובילו שי למורה יבצור רוח נגידים נורא למלכי ארץ
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. And all that be round about him, bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth.
Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Another comment on, in Judah is Elohim known. His name is great in Yisrael, in Israel. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim, bi Yisrael, gadol, shema, gadol, shema. Gadol. Why did the tribe of Judah, of Yehuda, merit the kingship? Lamaze, why? Minyanim, why did the tribe, the Mate Yehuda, the Shibte, Yehuda, why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? In the shade of the dovecot in Jamnia, the disciples, the Talmudim, the disciples ask this very question of Rav Tarfon. Just why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? He replied, it was because Yehuda, Judah, confessed to his relations with Tamar. Here you hear Midrash, a Midrash note right here, 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 on today's psalm, on Mizmor Ein Wow. Mizmor Ein Vav, Mizmor Ein Wow. Psalm 76, here, here, here. Refer to Genesis Bereshith, chapter 38, Bereshith, Genesis, chapter 38, for more on the reply of Rav Tarfon to this very question, just why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? It was because Yehuda, Judah, confessed to his relations with Tamar. Ha Talmudim, the disciples said, it is compensation enough that his confession was accepted as atonement for illicit intercourse. Ha Talmudim, the disciples said, it is compensation enough that his confession was accepted as atonement for illicit intercourse. Rav Tarfon then replied, it was because Yehuda, Judah said, according to Bereshith, according to Genesis, Genesis chapter 37, verse 26, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 37, here, verse 26. Wayomer Yehuda, illa echav, illa chayo, ma betza, ki, nahrog, eta achinu, v'ksinu eta damo. And Judah said, Wayomer Yehuda, to his brethren, il echav il chayo, Wayomer Yehuda il chayo, ma betza, what profit, ma betza, ki nahirog, if we slay, ki nahirog, eta achinu, if we slay our brother achinu, ki nahirog eta achinu, and conceal his blood? Vikisino etadamo? Vikisino etadamo? And conceal his blood? Wayomer Yehuda, illa echayo, ma betza'a, kia nahroga etachinua, vikisino etadamo? They said, it is compensation, Hatalmadim said, it is compensation enough that the saving of a life was accepted as kapar, kippur, as atonement for the sale of a brother into slavery. It is compensation enough that the saving of a life was accepted as atonement as for the sale of a brother into slavery. Rav Tarfon replied to Hatalmadim, to the disciples, it was because Judah said, in the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33, now, therefore, let thy servant, I pray that I, abide instead of the lad. Now, therefore, make thy servant, I pray that I, abide instead of the lad. Ve'ata yashevna avdeka tachata hana'ara eveda la'adoni ve'hana'ara ya'ala'ima echav. Hear. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33. Now, therefore, let make thy servant, I pray thee, abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my lord, la Adoni, wi'ata, and now, wi'ata, vi'ata, vata, wi'ata, yashevna, abide, to stay, to be seated, to be sat up, yashevna, V'ata yashevna avdeka tachata hana'ara eveda la'adoni. Now, therefore, make thy servant avdeka, I pray thee, I abide, yashevna, instead of the lad, tachat hana'ar, instead of hana'ar, the na'ar, the lad, tachata hana'ar, instead of the lad, a bondman to my lord, Ebed la Adoni, and make the lad go up with his brethren, with Hanara Yaala Ima Echayo, with Ata Yashebna Abdekata Hata Hanara Ebed la Adoni, with Hanara Yaala Ima Echayo. They, Ha Talmudim, the disciple said, it is required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. Ha Talmudim, in response to Rav Tarfon's reply, saying that it was because Yehuda, according to the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33, where he says, now, therefore, make thy servant Avdeka, I pray that I abide instead of the lad, Ha Talmudim, the disciple said, it is required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. And here, a midrash note, right here on this point, standing by his guarantee. Judah became surety, a pledge, for Binyamin, for Benjamin. Refer to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 32. Here, Yehudah, this is to bring out the point that the disciples made, HaTalmudim, when they said that it's required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. Judah became surety for Binyamin, for Benjamin, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 32. Rav Tarfon then asked HaTalmudim, the disciples, If what you say is true, Emet, Bemet, then by virtue of what good deed did the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Yehuda, merit the kingship? By what good deed did the tribe of Yehuda merit the kingship? They, HaTalmidim, answered, it was because the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, leaped first into the waves of Hayam, of the sea. It was because the tribe of Judah, of Yehuda, leaped first into the waves of the sea. With all the tribes standing there, and not one of them going down into Hayam, not one of them going down into the sea, one tribe saying, must I go down first? And the other tribe saying, must I go down first? The tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, hallowed, sanctified, set apart, ilified Hashem, ilified the name Hashem of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isla One, the sanctified, set apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and went down into Hayam, went down into the sea, into the Etrabahir, into the Bahir, went down into the sea. Hence, here, the verse, even the verse from Hosea chapter 12, verse 1, that reads, But Judah, moreover, went down with God. V'Yehuda od rada im el. Here, this translation here from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim brings out this verse here from Hosea, brings out the verse from Hosea 12 and 1, but Judah, Yehuda, moreover, went down with El. Here, looking at the Hebrew, from the Hebrew translation, and Judah is yet wayward towards El. Here, let's bring this out here. We Yehuda, Odaradaim, El. And here in the KJV, in the King James Version, this verse is found in Hosea chapter 11 at verse 12. Chapter 11, verse 12, the verse here, final part of the verse that reads, But Judah yet ruleth with God. It is elsewhere translated as, but Judah, Yehuda, moreover, went down with God. And here, and Judah is yet wayward towards God. The Hebrew, we Yehuda od rad im el. Here KJV has, but Judah yet ruleth with El, the Almighty, with Ha'el, El. Yehuda yet ruleth with El. We Yehuda od rad im El. And here on this particular verse, once again found in the King James Version in Hosea chapter 11 at verse 12, Hebraically found in chapter 12 at verse 1. Here. Let's first touch on this. One translation, waywards towards El. Yehuda, Judah, sinful like Ephraim, will share his fate. The AV, the Authorized Version, and the RV, the Revised Version of the Bible, translate in a complementary sense. But Judah, Yehuda, we Yehuda, yet ruleth with God. But Yehuda, yet ruleth with God. We Yehuda, od rad im el. And is faithful with the Holy One, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, with the Holy One. Here, in the Authorized Version of the KJV, the Authorized Version, it would read it as, and is faithful with the Holy One or with the saints. In the KJV, in the Authorized Version, with the saints, bringing out the Hebraic sense, and Judah yet ruleth with El, the Almighty Power, and is faithful with HaKadosh, with the Holy One. Some say that neither rendering is satisfactory. Thus, we have this verse that is often debated upon as to what is its true, proper interpretation, translation. Here, the Hebrew, we Yehuda, od, rad, im, el. And the im, el, is like imanu in the Hebrew, with us, imanu, with, nu, with us, imanu, im, with, Imanu El, that El, the power, the Almighty, the power is with us. The true good, the true God is with us. The best explanations that proposed by Ehrlich, some say. The verb rad, as we have in We Yehuda, od, rad,
The verb, the Hebrew verb rad, means to roam. We have this in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 31. Aim is translated toward, some say, meaning possessing. This is brought out in Psalm LXXIII and 25. In Psalm 73 and 25. And the word for faithful is rendered established in 1 Shmuel chapter 3, verse 20. So the meaning of the clause is, but Judah roams in search of a deity, yet has El, yet is Im, El, is with El, even the Most High, who has proved true. Even the Most High, who has proved true. So here the King James Version translates the second portion of verse 12 in Hosea chapter 11, verse 12, but Judah yet ruleth with El, and is faithful with the saints. Here a more Hebraic bring out of the meaning of the verse, but Judah roams, the idea of roaming in search of a deity, yet Im El is with God, as we have in Immanuel, that El is with us. Yehuda, Im El, has El, is with El, even the Most High, who has proved true. So here, bringing this out from the Hebrew, we Yehuda, od rad, Im El, we Im, Kedoshim, Ne'eman, and toward the Holy One, Kedoshim, also can be translated as the saints, the set-apart ones, the Kedoshim, the Im Kedoshim Ne'eman, and towards and with the Holy One, Ne'eman, who is faithful, and with the Kedoshim, with the saints, Ne'eman, faithful, with Im Kedoshim Ne'eman. We Yehuda, Od Rada, Im Ela, with Im Kedoshim Ne'eman. So here, to bring out the Midrash sense here, hence the verse, but Yehuda, Judah, moreover, went down. Rad, from Yarad, to descend. So now bringing out that sense of the word Rad, in a sense of to descend, to go down from Yarad, we Yehuda, Odarada, Imael, and moreover, Yehuda, Judah, went down, descended with El, with the powers. That is, Yehuda, Judah, surrendered to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One. Blessed be He, and hallowed, and ilified, made holy, set apart, sanctified, ilified, Hashem, the name of HaKadosh, of the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and went down into Hayam, went down into the sea, and by this good deed merited the kingship, as is said even in the 114th Psalm, Hebraically, the second verse, Psalm 114, verse 2, Yehuda, Judah was his hallowing, his sanctifying. Yisrael, Israel, is his dominion. Haita, Yehuda, likadisho, Yisrael, mamash lotav. Judah became his sanctuary, elsewhere translated and brought out as Judah, Yehuda, became his sanctuary. Haita, Yehuda, likadisho. Here in the Midrash brought out as Yehuda, Judah, was his hallowing, was his sanctifying, was his setting apart, his hallowing, ilifying. Haita, Yehuda likadsho, Yisrael, mam shilotayo. Here, the fuller verse, Yehuda, Judah was, became, haita can be to become, haita in a sense was. The context is important, was, became, his hallowing, his ilifying, or his sanctuary, likadisho, for him, was for a sanctuary, a holy place, haita, Yehuda, likadisho, Yisrael, Israel, mam shilotav, his dominion, ancient pointing, mam shilotayo, Yisrael, mam shilotayo. Because the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, was the first to go down into Hayam, into the sea, for the hallowing, the setting apart, the ilifying, the sanctifying of Ha'el, Ha'el, of the true good, the true God, of the almighty power. Therefore, the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, became Judah's dominion. And so, in Judah is Elohim known. Shemo, his name, Gadol, great, be Yisrael. In Israel, it means that the Hashem, the name of Yehuda, of Judah, is the greatest in Israel.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Psalm 76.
Mizmor Ayin Vav, Lamnatseyah bin Ginot, Mizmor Le Asaf, Shir.
In Judah is God known.
Noda Bihuda Elohim, 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 Elohim.
His name is great in Israel, in Israel, in Israel, in Israel.
The Israel Gadol Shemo.
In Salem also is his tabernacle, tabernacle, tabernacle.
Vayihi v'shalem shukko,
before Solomon Makeda, before Moses Zipporah, Vashti did come before Esther, Jacob from Ethiopia.
Psalm 76.
Mizmor Ayin Vav, Lamnatseyah bin Ginot, Mizmor le'asaf shir.
In Judah is God known.
Noda Bihuda Elohim, 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 Elohim.
His name is great in Israel. In Israel. In Israel. In Israel.
The Israel Gadol Shemo. 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 Shemo.
In Salem also is his tabernacle. 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 Tabernacle.
Vayihi v'shalem Sukko.
And his dwelling place in Zion. Zion. Zion.
Onato vetzion, 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 vetzion.
There break he the arrows of the bow. The bow. The bow.
Shamma shibar rishvekashet, vekashet, vekashet, vekashet.
The shield and the sword and the battle. And the battle. Selah. The battle. Selah. The battle.
Magen v'cherev u'milchamah.
Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. 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 Kings of the earth.
Can't reach the emperor.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Even in Salem is set his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. Hear today, Psalm Mizmor Ayin, wow, Mizmor Ayin Vav, Ayin Wow. Psalm 76 here, the Gimel, Hebraically the Gimel verse, the third verse. Vayihi Avir Shalem Sukko, Uamir Onato V'Zion. In Salem also is set his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion, or here brought out in the Midrash as even in Salem is set his tabernacle, Vayihia b'Shalem Sukko, and his dwelling place in Zion, Uamir Onato b'Zion. Rav Berakiah taught at the very beginning of his creation of the earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, set a tabernacle in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, within which, if one may use a manner of speaking, He prayed, quote, let it be the will that my children do my will, so that I will not destroy my house and my temple. Hear. Rav Berakiah. He had taught that at the very beginning of his creation of the earth, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, Baruch Hu, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, set a tabernacle, B'Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Yerusalem, within which, within that, if one may use a manner of speaking, He prayed, quote, may it be the will that my children do my will, so that I will not destroy my house and my temple. But when chatiyat chet, when sin, when forfeiture, lack, uckery did bring this destruction about, the deconstruction, the downstruction about, what does Scripture say? According to Lamentation, Lamentation chapter 2, verse 6, and He hath stripped His tabernacle as if it were a garden. He hath destroyed His place of meeting. Hear, Lamentation. Lamentation chapter 2, verse 6. And He hath stripped His tabernacle as if it were a garden. He hath destroyed His place of meeting, His meeting place. Vayachmos kagan suko shicheta mo'edo. Hear, bringing out this verse in the KJV translation. And He hath violently taken away His tabernacle as if it were of a garden. And He hath violently taken away His tabernacle as a garden. He hath destroyed His places of assembly, His places of assembly. Wayachmosa kagan suko shicheta mo'edo. Wayachmosa kagana suko shicheta mo'edo. Hear, bringing out the translation as, and He hath violently taken away His tabernacle as a garden. He hath destroyed, downstroyed His places of assembly, His appointed places, the mo'edo. Wayachmosa kagana suko, shecheta mo'edo. Or here in the Midrash, and He hath stripped His tabernacle as if it were a garden. He hath destroyed His place of meeting. That is, destroyed the place where He met with Himself in prayer. That is to say, destroyed the place where He met with Himself, b'tefillah, in prayer. And now that ha-hekal, the temple, is destroyed, ha-el, ha-el, the power of the Almighty, I praise, be it my will that my children repent, so that I may hasten the rebuilding of my house and of my temple. Hear, bringing out Lamentation. Wayachmosa kagana suko shecheta mo'edo, and He hath stripped His tabernacle as if it were a garden, kagan, and hath destroyed, shechet, destroyed, downstroyed His place of meeting, mo'edo, that is, destroyed, downstroyed the place where He met with Himself in prayer, b'tefillah. And now that ha-hekal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the holy house, is destroyed, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, praise, be it my will that my children repent, do teshuva, so that I may hasten the rebuilding of my house and of my temple. Hence, hear, 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 even in today's Mizmor, Mizmor Ein, Wow, Ein Vav, Psalm 76, it is said, even in Salem is set his tabernacle. Vayehiya b'shalem, Sukkot, in Salem, Shalem, in Shalem, also is set his tabernacle, or even in Shalem, Salem, is set his Sukkot, his Sukkah, his hut, his Sukkah, tabernacle. Vayehiya b'shalem Sukkot. And here, here, the Midrash note right here is, that is, from the beginning of time, long before Shalem, long before Salem came to be called Yerushalayim. So here, here, here is referring to the time, the beginning of time, from the beginning of time, long before Salem or Shalem came to be called Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. You find that the tabernacle was called Salem. The tabernacle was called Salem or Shalem. For it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, was the priest of the Most High God. Hear, 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 Bereshith, Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, was the priest of the Most High El. And here, here, in the Yehudit, in the Hebrew, here, 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 Bereshith, Genesis chapter 14, full of 4, verse 18. Ua maliki etzereka meleka shalem ahotzi elechem wa yayina wuhu kohen le'el elyon. And Melchizedek, maliki etzerek, king of Salem, king of Salem, shalem, melek shalem. And Melchizedek, king of Shalem, Salam, brought forth bread and wine. Hotzi lechem vayayina. Lechem, bread. Wa and yayin. Yayin, wine. Hotzi, bringing forward, brought forth, the bringer forth of lechem. Wa yayin, bread and wine. And he, wehu, 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 with and who, and he, with who, Kohen, priest, Le'el, of El, Le'el, Le'el, of El, the almighty power, Elyon, Elyon, the exalted, the most high, Le'el, Elyon. Ua malikia tzereka meleka shalem, hotziya lechema wa yayin, wuhua Kohen, Le'el, Elyon. And malikia tzerek, and Melchizedek, priest, priest of the Most High El, the Most High Power. Wuhu Kohen Le'el Elyon, of the El, the Power, Elyon, Exalted, Most High Power. Melchizedek, priest of El Elyon, was, here, 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 according to the Midrash, the same person as Shem. According to the Midrash and the ancient teaching of the Midrash, Melchizedek, priest of the Most High El, was said to be the same person as Shem, the same person as Shem, the son of Noach, the son of Noach, of Noah. For in the Baraka, the blessing bestowed upon Shem and Japheth, Shem and Japheth, it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 9, verse 27, God shall persuade Japheth, but Shem shall dwell in my tent. Hear, 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 from Bereshith, from Genesis chapter 9, verse 27, El Elohim shall persuade Japheth, Japheth, but Shem shall dwell in my tent. Here, 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 Bereshith, Genesis, Genesis chapter 9, here this part of verse 27, Yafta Elohim ale Yafeta, ve'ishkona be'ohlei Hashem. The traditional reading is that Elohim, the power, true good, true God, enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. Yafta Elohim li Yafet, wi yishkon bi ahole Shem, dwell in the ahole, bi ahole Shem. Yafeta Elohim Ali Yafeta. We ishkona be ahole shem. Here, here, here. The Midrash brings it out to read as Elohim shall persuade Japheth. Yafeta Elohim Li Yafet. Yafta Yafeta Yafite 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 Elohim Li Yafet. Elohim shall persuade Yafet, Yafet, Japheth, but Shem shall dwell where Yishkon shall tabernacle, where an Yishkon, Yishkon to Shakan to tabernacle, where Yishkon, where Yishkon be Ahole Shem. Here, 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 we have a Midrash right here, 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 on this section right here, Midrash, note, traditional reading, Elohim enlarged Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. But here in the Midrash brought out as Elohim shall persuade Japheth, but Shem shall dwell in my tent. But Shem shall dwell in my tent. Yafit Elohim li Yafet, we yishkona be ahole Shem. That is to say, shall dwell in the tabernacle of Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elahim, Ha'elohim, Elahayim. From this it follows that Shem was the servant of Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, the almighty power. Indeed, in the Aramaic Targum, the Aramaic interpretation, he was the priest of the most high El. This phrase here, 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 he was the priest of the Most High El is rendered, he was servant of the Most High El, the Most High Power. Therefore, Maliki Tzedek, according to this ancient reasonment, was Shem. This is a connection of the ancient reasoning of the sages connecting Maliki Tzedek as being Shem, the son of Noch. But take note that Shem means name, as we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaShem. So there's also the other Brit Chadash interpretation of the Maliki Tzedek. Abraham, however, he called the holy tabernacle Jireh in the Anglicization KJV or Yireh. Abraham, however, called the holy tabernacle Yireh. As is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, and Abraham called the name of that place Adonai Yireh, Yahuwah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yahweh Yireh, and Abraham called the name of that place Adonai Jireh, Adonai Yireh, Yahuwah Yireh. And here from HaTorah, here from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. Here. Vayikra Avraham, Shem Hamakom Hahu, Yahuwah Yireh, Yahuwah Yireh. And Avraham called the name of that place. Vayikra Avraham, Shem Hamakom Hahu, Yahuwah Yireh, Yahuwah Yireh. Therefore, Ha'adon, therefore, the Lord said, if I call the place Shalem, as Shem called it, I shall be annulling the words of my loving Abraham, who called it Yireh, Jireh. And if I call the place Jireh, Yireh, I shall be annulling the words of the righteous Shem HaTzadik, who called it Shalem. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He combined what the two of them called it. Abraham called it Yireh, or Jireh in the English, Jireh, Yireh. Shem called it Shalem, and HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, sanctified, set apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, called it Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Yerusalem. Hence here, in the verse, even in Salem, even in Shalem, is set his tabernacle. Even in Shalem is set his tabernacle. Vayehi b'Shalem Sukko. Vayehi b'Shalem Sukko. Salem, Shalem, means Yerushalem. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. That is made up of Yireh, 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 and Shalem. Salem, Shalem means Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. That is made up of Yireh and Shalem. Ani lechozer. Again, Abraham, however, called the holy tabernacle, calls the holy tabernacle Yireh, Yireh, as is said in Bereshis, in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, Vayikra Avraham, and Abraham called the Shem, the name. Here the Torah, Bereshis, chapter 22, verse 14. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom HaHu Yahuwah Yireh. And Abraham called, Vayikra Abraham, the name, Shem, Shem, the name of that place, Hamakom, of that Makom, Shem, Hamakom, Hahu, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yireh, Yahuwah, Yireh, or some Yehudi may say, Adonai, Adonai, Yireh, Adonai, Yireh, but here, Yahuwah, Yireh, Vayikra Abraham, Shem, Hamakom, Hahu, Yahuwah, Yireh. Therefore, Ha'adon, the Lord said, if I call the place Shalem, as Shem called it, I shall be annulling the words of my loving Abraham, who called it Yireh, 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 Yireh. And if I call the place Yireh, I shall be annulling the words of the righteous Shem, who called it Shalem. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He combined what the two of them called it. Avraham called it Yireh, Yireh, Yireh. Shem called it Shalem, Salem. And HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle of One, sanctified, set apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, called it Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Hence, here. In the verse, even the verse from today's Mizmor, today's chant, Mizmor Ayin. Wow, Ayin Vav, Psalm 76, where it reads, even in Salem is set his tabernacle. Vayehi b'Shalem Sukko. Vayehi b'Shalem Sukko. Even in Shalem is set Sukko, his tabernacle, his booth, his hut, Sukko. Vayehi b'Shalem Sukko. Shalem. Shalem means Yerushalayim, 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 Jerusalem. That is made up of, Hebraically speaking, Yireh, 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 and Shalem, and Salem. Another comment. The first verse in the psalm, the first verse in the Mizmor, even Mizmor Ayin, Wow, Ayin Vav, Psalm 76, is read as a question. Another comment here on today's Mizmor, Mizmor Ayin, Wow, Ayin Vav, Ayin Vav. The first verse in the Mizmor, the chant, the psalm, is read as a question. When will thou, the I, Elohim, be known in Yehuda, in Judah? So here, the first verse being read as a question. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim. When will thou, Elohim, be known, Noda'a bi Yehuda, in Judah? And the second verse is read as the answer. When thou risest up the tabernacle of that thou didst say. Even in Amos 9:11. Here, Amos 9:11. In that day will I rise up the tabernacle of David, that is fallen. In that day will I rise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen. Hear the prophet from Divrei Amos, the words of Amos, of Amos, the prophet, here, Amos chapter 9, verse 11. Bayom hahu akim Eta sukata Dawid ha nofelet. In that day will I rise up. Bayom hahu aki. Bayom hahu haki. The tabernacle of David. Eta sukat. The sukkat, eta sukkat, the booth, the hut, eta sukkata Dawid, hanofelet, that is fallen, the fallen, hanofelet. Bayom hahu akim, eta sukkata Dawid, hanofelet. And so the second verse is to be read when his tabernacle will again be in Shalem, when his tabernacle will again be in Shalem. Vayehi b'Shalem Sukko. Vayehi b'Shalem Sukko. There he broke the fiery shafts of the bow. Here, today's mizmor, today's chant, today's psalm. Today's eyes is mizmor ein wawe. Mizmor ein vav, mizmor ein wawe, Psalm 76. Here, the dalet. Verse. Shama Shibara Rishfe Kashet. Shama Shibara Rishfe Kashet. There he broke the fiery shafts. The fiery shafts. Shama Shibara. Shama Shibara Rishfe Kashet. The fiery shafts of the Kashet of the bow. Shama Shibar Rishfe Kashet. That is to say, broke the strength of the bow of Edom. And even as it is said, break of the 15th verse, Psalm 37, verse 15, the sword shall enter into their, shall be broken. The sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Charbama tavoa velibama. Zek ashatotama tishavarna. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. Charbama tabo bilibam. And their bows, wik ashtotam, their kashtotam, their bows, and their bows, tishavarna, shall be broken. Charbama taboa bilibama, wik ashtotama tishabarna. Whatever is cruel, is symbolized by fire. Whatever is cruel is symbolized by fire, by the ash. As is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 21, verse 28, for a fire is gone out of Cheshbon. For a fire, Esh, is gone out of Cheshbon, out of Heshbon. Ki Esh yatza'ah me Cheshbon. For ki fire, Esh, gone out, Exodus, exit out, yatza'ah. Ki Esh yatza'ah me Cheshbon. Made from Cheshbon, Ki eish yatzah me Cheshbon. And again, even in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon, Song of Songs 8 and 6, jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire that hath a most vehement flame. Here in Shir HaShirim, Song of the Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, Song of Songs 8 and 6, it reads, jealousy is cruel as the grave. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire that hath a most vehement flame. Kasha, Kishol, Kishola, Kina'ah. Risha feha, Rishfe Esha, Shalahevetaya. Jealousy is cruel as, hear the Hebrew, Kishol, as Sheol, the netherworld. Kasha, cruel, Kasha, Kishol, Kina, Kinah, Kinah, zealously, zealousness, jealousy, jealousness, zealousy, jealousy, Kinah. Rishafeha, Rishafeha, Rishfe Aisha, Shala Hevetaya. Jealousy is cruel as Sheol. The flashes thereof are flashes of fire. The coals thereof are coals of fire. Rishafeha, her coals are Rishafeha, Rishfe Aish. The coals thereof are coals of fire or the flashes thereof are flashes of fire. Rishafeha, Rishre Aish. Shalahevetia, Shalhevetia, Shalhevetia. A very flame of Yah, a very flame of Jah. Shalhevetia. Kasha, Kishola, Kina. Rishafeha, Rishre Aish. Shalhevetia. Hence, here, 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 it is said, there he broke the fiery shafts of the bow. Shama Shibara, Rishfe Kashet, there he broke the fiery shafts of the bow. Shama Shibara, Rishfe Kashet. And as for the shield, the sword, and the battle, and the battle, as for the shield, Magain, and the sword, Wicherev, and the battle, Ua Milchama, Magena, Wichreba, Ua Milchama. As for the shield, the sword, and the battle mentioned at the end of the verse, they are those of every other nation and tongue that will come to make war upon Yerushalayim, upon Jerusalem, upon Jerusalem. Thou art more glorious and powerful then the mountains of prey, thou the eye. Here, 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 the hey verse, the fifth verse. Naor ata adira meyahare aref. Glorious art thou and excellent coming down from the mountains of prey. Naor ata adira meyahare aref. Thou art more glorious and powerful than the mountains of prey, the fortresses of powerful kings. That a like verse, there's a like verse that describes this in Shir HaShari, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 8, as lions' dens, mountains of the leopards, as lions' dens, mountains of the leopards. And here, Shir HaShari, this part of the verse, Mia me'onota arayota mehareya ne meri, from the leopard's dens, from the lion's dens, Mia me'onot arayot, arayot, the lion's arayot, Mia me'onota arayot, from the mountains of the leopards, mehare ne meri. Nimerim, Nimerim. Mia onota rayota. Mehareya Nimerim. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They will sleep their sleep. The stout-hearted are spoiled. Them will sleep their sleep. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Today's mizmor here, the wow, the vav, the sixth verse right here, 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 the stout-hearted are bereft of sense. They sleep their sleep. Esha tolua abire leiva namu, namu ashinatam, namu shinatam. Esha tolu abire leiva namu shinatam, namu shinatam. They sleep their sleep, namu shinatam. Esha tolu Abireya Leib Namu Shinatam. All the kings of the nations that come to make war upon Yerushalayim, upon Jerusalem, Yerusalem, Arasalam, will be a spoil and sleep. The last sleep will fall up on them, will fall upon them. In a different exposition, the verse is read, the stout-hearted are stripped, stripped, having the same sense as in Micah chapter 1, verse 8, that reads, I will go stripped and naked. I will go stripped and naked. Elcha sholal lavi arom. I will go stripped and naked. Elcha sholal lavi arom. We arom and naked. Here. Micah chapter 1, here. Part of verse 8 right here. Elcha sholal we arom. Elcha sholal we arom. I will go stripped and naked. That is, and this is to say, stripped and naked of weapons of war will be stripped from them. That is to say that the weapons of war will be stripped from them. At thy rebuke, O Elohim of Jacob, of Yaakov, here today's Mizmor design, Hebraic design verse, here, the seventh verse. Mi ga'eratika, mi ga'eratika, Elohei Yaakov, at thy rebuke, or from thy rebuke, mi ga'eratika, Elohei Yaakov. At thy rebuke, O Elohei Yaakov. At thy rebuke, O Elohim of Yaakov, O Elohim of Jacob. All this victory will come to pass. At thy rebuke, O Elohei Yaakov. Mi ga'eratika, Elohei Yaakov. Thou didst cause law to be heard from heaven. Here today's Mizmor, here the eighth verse. Thou didst cause sentence to be heard from heaven, or here in the Midrash, thou didst cause law to be heard from heaven. Mi shemayim, hisha ma'ita din. Mi shemayim, hisha ma'ita din. I didst cause law, din, to be heard. Mi shemayim, hisha ma'ita din. On the day of the giving of HaTorah, thou the I didst cause law, din, to be heard, Nishamayim, on the day of the giving of HaTorah, on the day of the giving of the Torah, when the earth feared and was still. Second part here of the eighth verse, Eretz Yara, Eretz Yara, Vishakata, 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 and was still and was quiet. The earth feared, Eretz Yara, Vishakata, and was still and was quiet. At first, it feared that the Bnei Yisrael, that the sons, that the children of Israel, at first it feared that the Israelites might not accept HaTorah, might not accept the Torah, Jah's directions, instructions. And hence and here, the earth would turn back to emptiness and chaos, to emptiness and chaos. But when they accepted it, when they accepted Ha, at once the earth was still. Eretz Yara, v'shakata, shakata, was sheket, was quiet, was still. When El Elohim did arise to judgment, when God shall arise to judgment, hear the old verse, Bikum la mishpat Elohim, Bikum, in rising up, kum, Bikum la mishpat, to judgment, Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, Chaylehim, Bikum ala mishpat Elohim, on the day of judgment, when Ha Elohim Halahayim Hailahim pronounces sentence, deen, upon the kingdoms of wretchedness, the kingdoms of wickedness, he will then save all the humble of the earth forever. Here, bringing out the Yod, the 10th verse right here. Le Hoshia Kola Anave Eretz Selah. Le Hoshia, to save. Le Hoshia Kola Anwe Eretz. Anwe Eretz. Kola Anwe Eretz Selah. Save. He will then save on the day when Elohim shall arise to judgment. Bikum la mishpata Elohim, on the day of judgment, when Ha Elohim Hailehim pronounces sentence deen up on the kingdoms of wickedness, of wretchedness, he will then Lehoshia call Anwe Eretz Selah, save Hoshia Lehoshia, all the humble of the earth forever. Lehoshia call Anwe Eretz Selah. Surely the wrath of man, of man, shall avow thee, I. Hear, the Yod Aleph verse here, the 11th verse. Surely, ki yachemat Adam, to deka. Surely the wrath of Adam shall praise thee, I. Ki yachemat Adam, to deka. Surely the wrath of Adam shall avow the eye, shall praise the eye. Todeka. Ki yachemat Adam, todeka. When thou, the eye, didst bring Israel to account. When the eye, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, when the eye didst bring Yisrael to account by way of exile, by the exile, it was a disclosure. It was a disclosure of thee, of the eye. For thou, the eye, wast not angry according to the overpowering might of thy divinity. For the eye, thou, wast not angry according to the overpowering might of thy divinity, but only a little angry, like a man angry at his son or at Talmudo, his disciple. As is said in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 30, Hebraically the 6th verse, that reads, his anger endureth but a moment. Ki rega be'apo, ki rega, for a moment, for his anger is but for a moment. Rega. Ki rega be'apo, for his anger endureth but for a moment. Ki rega be'apo. The end of the verse. The end of the verse, even here, in today's Mizmor Ayin Vav, here, the Yod Aleph verse, the end of the verse that reads, the remainder of wrath shalt thou gird upon thee, I. The residue of wrath, the remainder of wrath shalt thou gird upon thee. Sherita chemota, tachgor, to gird. Sherita chemota tachgor, the remainder of wrath shalt thou gird upon thee, I. Sherita chemota tachgor. This means that those powers of wrath that remain with thee, the I, them wilt thou gird upon thee, the I, to punish the goyi ha'aretz, to punish the nations of the earth, the nationality, Gentiles, international community, on the day of judgment. But as for you, as for y'all, O B'nai Yisrael, O sons of Yisrael, O children of Israel, O Israelites, promise and pay to he who be, who he be, your power. Make all that are round about him. Bring presents to him that is to be feared, that is to be reverenced, that is to be respected. Hear, the 12th verse, the Yod Beit verse. Nidru v'shalmu l'Yahuwah Elohekem kol ha'sevivava yovilu shai la mora, as we dread it to be feared. Hear, promise and pay. Nidru v'shalmu, vow, promise, vow and pay. Nidru v'shalmu to he who be your Elohim, la Yahuwah Elohekem. Make all that are round about him. Call a sibibayo. Make all that are round about him. Bring. Yovilu. Bring. Shai lamaro. La mora. Shai lamora. To him that is to be mora, nora. To be dreaded, to be feared, to be respected. promise and pay to Jehovah your Elohim, your power. Make all them that are round about him present presents to him that is to be feared, that is to be farai, respected. Nidrua Washalmu La Yahuwa Lohekem Akola Sibibayowa Yobilu Shai La Mora. That is to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. That is to the Isla One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Holy One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He. He minisheth the spirit of the princes. He diminisheth. He minisheth the spirit, the irid of the princes. Here the Yod Gamel. Here the 13th verse. Yevitzora Ruacha Negidim. He minisheth the spirit of the princes. Yibitzor ruach negidim. Yibitzor ruach negidim. He minisheth the spirit of the negidim, the princes. The princes of the goyi ha'aretz. The princes of the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane. He is the one who is terrible to the kings of the earth. He is the one who is terrible, dreadful to the kings of the earth. Nora le malkei aretz. He is terrible. He is the one that is terrible to the kings of the earth. What is meant by minisheth? What is meant by yivtzor? What is meant by minisheth? It means restrains, as in the verse from Bereshith, from Genesis chapter 11, verse 6. Yahuwah, Jehovah said, now no thing will be restrained from them. Nothing will be restrained from them. Ve'ata lo yibatzera mehem. Ata lo yibatzer mehem. And now nothing will be withholden, restrained from them. Va'ata lo yibatzer mehem. Kol asher yazmu la esot. That they purpose to do.
your Bible. Stop from idle and read up your Bible. And you will get sensible. Sing it, said that, and you will get sensible. Man said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect unto Jah. Him a go strike you with the lightning and thunder. Man, him a go strike you with the lightning and thunder. Me said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect. You even make God beg. You lose respect. You lose respect. Yeah, the Lord God so loved the world that he gave unto I and his son. And whosoever believe in his son shall live it unto I and I and shall never burn like a piece of paper and melt like the wax that melts in the presence of the fire. Said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect and so Jah. Him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Man, him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Me say, me stop from idle and read up your Bible. Stop from idle and read up your Bible. And you will get sensible. Yeah, and I come back right to the main point. Every man got to get paid according to the work they do. Out there. Me say them lose. Lord, me say the thunder have a fright in them. Lord, because them lose respect. Them lose respect. Them lose respect. Them lose respect. Set up from idle and read up your Bible.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Psalm 76.
Mizmor Ayin Vav, Lamnatseach Binginot, 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 Binginot. Binginot, 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 Binginot. Mizmor le'asaf, shir, 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 shir.
Psalm 76.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Jah! Rastafari. Jah! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato, baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad.
היו הדברים האלה אשר הם עושים מצפקה היום אלבבקה ושינונטון גווניקה וטיברתה בן ושיפתקה בביתקה ולחסקה בדרך ושחבקו ומחה וכתבת מאוד על ידיך והיו לתוספות בין עיניך וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתקה ובשעריך
in a land that is not theirs. And they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years, in the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instructions,
humble lion, and as far what I'm reach, I'm on fire. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, shalom, chavarim, shalom, Shabbat shalom, send that salam. The aliyah for this, the going up, the reed, the offering, the Hebraic anaphora, the aliyah for this 25th, the kaf hey, 25th sabbatical study, and for this Shabbat strong, and I cycle of Torah portion reading feedings, and the cycle of Torah portion reading feeding sabbatical studies for this Rastafari Sabbath strong, we have Sal, sometimes enunciated by other Yehudi as Sal, but more correctly as Sal, Sade, Wow, Sal. So here we're riding up with this Torah portion reading and feeding. Beshem Ha'av Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Here touching on the Hebrew first words here, reading Leviticus chapter 6. We're picking up with verse 8. To Leviticus chapter 8, verse 36. Why daberi hoa il Moshe lemor? Zal et aherona wa et abenai lemor. Zota torata haola hi haola ala mokta ala ha mizbeyach kola ha laila. Ad haboker u'eisha ha-nizbeyach tukad bau. Here picking up the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus. The law of the offerings, the ola ha-ola, the burnt offerings. Verse 8. And the Yahweh, He who be, who He be, Ekziah, we have the sustainer of the good, the excellent, spake to Moshe, saying, Why daberi Yehovah il Moshe lemor? Command, ow, ow, is a zacho, ow, command, Aaron and his sons, saying, Ow, eta aherona we eta banayo lemor. This is the law of the burnt offering. This is the law of the burnt offering. Zot Torata Ha'ola. It is the burnt offering. He Ha'ola. Ola. Ola. Because of the burning upon the altar all night to the morning. Allah mokada Allah mizbeya kol ha laila adaha boker, and the fire with ash and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it with ash ha mizbeya to kadaboa. And HaKohen and the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar, the altar, the altar. And he shall put off his garments and put on other garments and carry forth the ashes without the camp to a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And HaKohen and the Kohen and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the shalamim, of the peace offerings, the dechineta mesuahit. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. The law of the offerings. Second item, the meat, or more correctly, the meal. The meal offerings. The meat, more correctly, the meal offering. Mincha, mincha. The mincha, the mincha, mincha, verse 14. And this is the law of the mincha, the mincha, the meal, the meat offerings, the meal offerings, the grain offerings. The sons of Aharon shall offer it lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, lifnei HaMizbeach, before the altar. And he shall take, and he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meal offering, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meal offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor, even the azkara, the memorial of it, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the remainder thereof shall Aharon ubanayo, Aaron and his sons, eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat it. It shall not be baken with leaven. I have given it to them for the portion of my offerings made by fire, It is most holy, most set apart, as is the chatat, the sin offering, and as the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aharon shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings of Jehovah made by fire. Everyone that toucheth them shall be holy, Isla, set apart. The priest, HaKohanim, Kahinat, Kahinatu, meal offering, Ehil Korban, Mincha, verse 19. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, spake to Moshe, Moses, Musa, Lamor, saying, this is the offering of Aharon and of Benaiah, his sons, which they shall offer La Yahuwah to Jehovah in the day when he is anointed, when he is Messiah, the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mincha, mincha, offering perpetual, half of it in the morning, the boker, and half thereof at the night, laila. In a pan it shall be made with oil, shemen. When it is bacon, thou shalt bring it in, and the bacon pieces of the meal offering shall thou offer for a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, of his sons that is anointed, is Messiah, in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute forever, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It shall be wholly burnt, completely burnt. For every mincha, mincha, meal offering, ehil korban, grain offering, for HaKohen, the priest, shall be wholly, completely burnt. It shall not be eaten. The law of the offerings. The law of the offerings, third item, the chatat, the sin offering. Verse 24. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, speak to Aharon, Ubenayo, and his sons, the Lemora, saying, this is the Torah, this is the law, direction, instruction of the chatat, the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the chatat, the sin offering, be killed, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. It is most holy, most isla, most set apart. HaKohen, the priest that offereth it for chatat, shall eat it. In the place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be wholly set apart. And when there is sprinkled of the blood, hadam, thereof upon any garment, thou shalt wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy, the isla, the set apart place. But the earthen vessel wherein it is sodden shall be broken. And if it be sodden in a brazen pot, it shall be both scoured and rinsed in water. All the males among HaKohanim, the priests, shall eat thereof. It is most holy, most set apart. And no chatat, no sin offering, whereof any of the blood, hadam, is brought into the tabernacle, the congregation, the tent of meeting, to reconcile withal in the holy, the isle of the set apart place. shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in the fire, 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 fire. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 7. The law of the offerings, the fourth item, the trespass offering. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy, most set apart. Wizota Torata Ha Asham Kodesha Kadashim Hu. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, shall they kill the trespass, the Asham offering. And Hadam, the blood thereof, shall he sprinkle round about upon Hamizbeach, the altar, the altar, the altar. And he shall offer of it all the fat chalev thereof, the rump, and the fat chalev that covereth the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul that is above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Ha Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall burn them upon Ha Mizbeach, the altar, for an offering made by fire, fire, made by fire, fire, made by fire, fire, made by fire, fire, La Yahuwah, to Jah, Jehovah, Jehovah. It is a trespass offering. It is the Asham, Asham Hu. It is a guiltiness, a guilt offering. Every male among Ha Kohanim, the Kahinat, the priest, shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy, the set-apart place. It is most holy. It is most set-apart. It shall be eaten b'makom kadosh yakela kodesh kadashim hu. As the sin offering chatat is, so is the trespass, the guilt offering. There is one law for them, Ha Kohen, the priest, the Kohen, that maketh atonement therewith shall have it. And Ha Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, that offereth any man's burnt offering, even Ha Kohen, the Kohen, shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he hath offered. And all the mincha, the meal offering that is baking in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan, shall be Ha Kohen's, the Kohen, the priest that offereth it. And every mincha, meal offering mingled with shemen, oil, and dry, shall all the sons of Aharon, Aaron, have, one as much as an other, an other, an other, an other.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
are at the Shemeshi, the third Aliyah, for this 25th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Chow is a Zacho, Senbet is a Zacho, Shabbat Chow, the third Aliyah, here at verse 11. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus 7, 11 for the third Aliyah, the Shalishi, 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 Shalishi. Uzot Torata Zebacha Hashelami, Asha Yakrib La Yahuwah. And this is the law, Torah, of the sacrifice of Hashlamim, peace offerings, which he shall offer, Yakarib La Yahuwah, which he shall offer to Jehovah. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving 11 cakes mingled with oil with shemen, and 11 wafers anointed with shemen, with oil, and cakes mingled with shemen, with oil, of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, Todah, HaTodah, of his shalamim, his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah. And it shall be HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, that sprinkleth Hadam, the blood of HaShalamim, of the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the boker, haboker, until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed to him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul, the nephesh, that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity. And the flesh that toucheth any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat thereof. But the nephesh, the nefs, the soul, the psyche, that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of shalamim, peace offerings, that pertaineth la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, having his uncleanness upon him, even that nephesh, that nefs, that psyche, that soul, shall be cut off from Amo, his people. Moreover, the nephesh, the soul, the suke, the psyche, that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man or any unclean beast or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of Hashlamim, the peace offerings, which pertaineth la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, even that nefesh, that nefs, that psyche, shall be cut off from Amo, his people. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Israel, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, Lamor, saying, ye, y'all, shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat. And the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use. But ye, y'all, shall in no wise eat of it. For whosoever eateth the chalev, the fat of the beast, of which men offer an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, even the nephesh, the soul, the psyche, that eateth it, shall be cut off from among his people. Moreover, ye all shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever soul, nephesh, suke, psyche it be, that eateth any manner of blood, even that nephesh, that nephesh, that soul, that psyche shall be cut off from among his people. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, Lamor, saying, he that offereth the sacrifice of his shlamim, peace offerings, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, shall bring his oblation, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, of the sacrifice of his shlamim, peace offerings. His own hands shall bring the offerings, la Yahuwah, of Jehovah, made by fire, the fat with the breast. It shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall burn the chalev, the fat, upon HaMizbeach, the altar. But the breast shall be Aharon's, Aaron's, and Benaiah, and his sons. And the right shoulder shall ye all give to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, for an heave offering of the sacrifices of your shlamim, peace offerings. He among the sons of Aharon that offereth Hadam, the blood of the shlamim, peace offerings, and the chalev, the fat, shall have the right shoulder for his part. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder have I taken of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, from off the sacrifices of their shlamim, and have given them to Aharon, Aaron HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, and to Benaiah, his sons, by a statute forever from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. This is the portion of the anointing, the Messiahing of Aharon, Aaron, and of the anointing, the Messiahing of Benaiah, his sons, out of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire in the day when he presented them to minister to the Yahweh in the priest, the Kohen's office, which the Yahweh commanded to be given them of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, in the day that he anointed Messiah them, by a statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law, the Torah, the directions, the instructions of the burnt offering, of the meal offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass guilt offering, and of the consecrations, and of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which the Yahweh commanded Moshe, Moses, Musa, in Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, in the day that he commanded the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to offer their oblations, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, in the Midbar of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. Third book of Moshe, Moses, Hebrew book called and known as Leviticus chapter 8. And here we're at the Rebbe'i, the fourth Aliyah for this 25th sabbatical study for this Shabbat, picking up here with Leviticus chapter 8. Vayadaberi Yahuwa illa Moshe Elaymor. Consecration of HaKohanim, the Kohanim, the priests. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, take Aharon Ubanayu, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing Messiahing oil, Shemen, and a bullock for a chatat, a sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. And gather thou all the congregation, the aggregation together to gather to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moshe did as the Yahweh commanded him. And the assembly was gathered together to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle, the tent of the congregation, the tent of meeting. And Moshe said to the congregation, this is the thing which the Yahweh commanded to be done. Consecration, first item, cleansing, verse 6. And Moses brought Aharon Ubanayo, Aaron and his sons, and washed them with water. Consecration, second item, Kohen Gadol, Kahinat, the high priest, clothes, verse 7. And he put upon him the coat and girded him with the girdle and clothed him with the robe and put the ephod upon him and girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod and bound it to him therewith. And he put the breastplate HaHoshen upon him. Also he put in HaHoshen the breastplate, the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the mitre, the turban, upon his Ras, a Rosho, his head. Also upon the mitre, the turban, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Yahweh, he who be, we be, divine master, commanded Moshe, Musa, Moses. Consecration, third item, Kohen Gadol, Lika Kahinat, the high priest, anointing his Messiahing, verse 10. And Moses, took the anointing oil, the Messiahing Shemen, and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon HaMizbeach, upon the altar, seven times, and anointed HaMizbeach, the altar, and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify, set them apart. And he poured of the anointing oil, the Messiahing Shemen, upon Aharon's Rosh, Aaron's Ras, his head, and anointed Messiah him to sanctify him, to set him apart. Consecration, fourth item, Ha Kohanim, the Kahinat, the priest's clothes, verse 13. And Moshe, Musa, Moses, brought Aharon's, Aaron's, Benaiah, the sons, Aaron's sons, and put coats upon them, and gird them with girdles, and put bonnets upon them, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad. Here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, verse 14, the consecrations, fifth item, the offerings, fifth item, Hamishi. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aharon, Ubanayo, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for a sin offering. Wayagesha etapara ha chataat. Yisa Yisa Mubanahem Alara Ahatat. And he slew it, and Moshe took Hadam, the blood, and put it upon the horns of Hamizbeach, the altar, round about with his finger, and purified Hamizbeach, the altar, and poured Hadam, the blood, at the bottom of Hamizbeach, the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat, the chalev that was upon the inwards and the caul above, the liver and the two kidneys and their fat, and Moshe burnt it upon Hamizbeach, the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, he burnt with fire without the camp, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering, and Aharon, Ubanayo, Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the rosh, the ras, the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moshe sprinkled Hadam, the blood, upon Hamizbeach, the altar, round about. And he cut the ram into pieces, and Moshe burnt the head the Ras, the Roshen, the pieces and the Chalev, the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moshe burned the whole ram upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet savor, and an offering made by fire, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aharon, Benayo, Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the Rosh, the head of the ram, the ram. And here at the 23rd, at this 23rd verse right here, here we're at this 23rd verse right here, and at this 23rd verse right here, at the 22nd verse, make the connection here, 22nd verse right here, we have the Sheshi, we have the Sheshi, or the sixth Aliyah for this Shabbat child. Wayakreb etaha ayilaha sheni ayil ayilaha mialuima we isa meku aheronu benayo eta yidehem al rosh ha ayil ha ha ayil. And he brought the other ram, the second ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head, the Ras, the head of the ram. Vayisameku Aharon ubenayu eta yedehem al rosh ha ayir. Consecration, the sixth item, the blood hadam applied. Verse 23. And he slew it, and Moshe took hadam, the blood of it, and put it upon the tip of Aharon's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aharon's sons, and Moshe put of Hadam the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled Hadam the blood upon HaMizbeach, the altar round about. And he took the chalev, the fat, and the rump, and all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the caul above, the liver, and the two kidneys, and their fat, and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, he took one unleavened cake and a cake of oiled bread and one wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. Consecration, the seventh item, the hands filled. Consecration, the seventh item, the hands filled, verse 27. And he put all upon Aharon's hands, and upon his son's hands, and waved them for a wave offering. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And Moshe took them from off their hands and burnt them on HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the burnt offering. They were consecrations for a sweet savor. It is an offering made by fire, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, for of the ram of consecration. It was Moshe's part, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. Commanded.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
At the Shabbat, the seventh and the final aliyah for this Torah portion, reading and feeding right here, consecration concerning the eighth item, the anointing, the messiahing of HaKohanim, of the Kahinat, of the priest, here at verse 30. Vayikach Moshe miyashemena ha-mishacha ומינה אדם אשר על המזבח ויעז על אהרון על בגדיו ועל בניו ועל בגדי בניו איתו ויקדש את אהרון את בגדיו ואת consecration, eighth item, anointing, the sighing of the priest. Verse 30. And Moshe took of the anointing oil, and of Hadam, the blood which was upon Hamizbeah, and sprinkled it upon Aharon, and upon his garments, and upon Benai, his son, and upon his son's garments with him, and sanctified Aharon and his garments, and Benayu his sons, and his sons' garments.
Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, good seven, yes. good strong.
Stay
good
tuned,
strong.
Stay tuned. First Sabbatical day service, speaking. First
yes,
day
sir.
Service.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom.
Top of the
Give
hour,
thanks.
Fulfilling
Give
this
Give
Torah
thanks.
Reading and feeding.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Yes, yes, yes. Call in, call in, call in. Hopefully ones and ones can choose to call in for the full of full right here. Sunday service, first day service, beginning right now at the top of the Iowa. Yes, I. Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov.